when you hear about a business getting a good rating from the Better Business Bureau. You know that's something that and somebody that you want to deal with. But there's so much more to what the Better Business Bureau does here in West Michigan and indeed across the country. And we've had several conversations with members of the BBB and representatives from the organization here on the show over the past couple of years about scams and the like. But let's get into a little detail about what the BBB is all about and how they help you here in West Michigan. Lisa Fronipal is CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Western Michigan, and she is joining us in the studio this morning. And it's good to see you, Lisa. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ken. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And appreciate a chance to talk with you about your organization. As I mentioned, people know the BBB for its endorsements. This business is good. This business is good. But you're so much more than that.
Absolutely. It's so interesting because after I've been with the BBB now for almost a year and a half, it's so amazing all of the work that we do. We go into, especially within Kalamazoo, which is so nice because I'm actually from the Kalamazoo area, and we go into the schools. We help educate the students on scams and different items that are out there for people that are trying to go ahead and take their money, trying to be false representation within the business place, and even within senior centers. We go into the senior centers. We help educate them. There's so many scams out there right now of where they're actually targeting people in different age brackets, and it's so sad to see what's happening. So people's hard-earned money are going to individuals that are just fake and false out there.
And your staff has been on our show many times talking about these individual scams, and they really keep you busy, don't they?
They do, and that's why we really try and promote that people do research before they do business or before they donate money. And we really want to have people learn that we are so much more than a complaint center. You know, if you have an item that you're looking to have work done, whether it's landscaping or plumbing, go out to BBB.org and investigate the group of people that you're working with first. That way you don't have problems later. You can see how people are doing their work. You can go ahead and get a quote of where you can get multiple people to go ahead and give you options for the work that you're going to have done. And then it's so nice because you can actually go out and do some really good reviews and help the great business people that are out there that are doing work in a trustworthy manner out on BBB.org. And it just really helps promote the businesses that are trustworthy. And the other thing that we really urge people to do is follow us out on the social media platforms. Whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok, we put out the scams that are relevant right now at that time and gives nice information and informational pieces out there so that you can be a smart, informed consumer and not become a victim to those scams that are out there.
Lisa Fronipal is with us, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Western Michigan. When disputes come up between businesses and consumers and they call you, how do you get involved in something like that? How do you resolve things like that?
We really try and work between the business and the consumer to go ahead and help come upon a resolution. Very often it's just a misunderstanding, and that's why we really urge people to go ahead and make certain that they are getting contracts at the beginning of work that's going to be done and that things are very specifically written into the contract. So for instance, if you're going to have somebody do your lawn care, are they taking care of the remnants and making sure that the grass is blown off your sidewalk? Are they, if you're having a tree trimmed, are they taking the wood away? Just really making sure that you get specific. That way you're not left with a project at the end that isn't what you plan to go ahead and help clean up.
And you don't just evaluate the businesses, you actually help them in their quest to serve customers better.
Absolutely. And it's nice because that's where the get a quote out on the BBB.org is so helpful. And it really helps you look for businesses that are in the different brackets of types of businesses that you're trying to do work with. And it is nice because if you do have an issue, we work as the mediator between the business and the consumer, and we really try and help come upon a resolution for you.
And for some who might want to take advantage of the services you offer at the BBB, whether it's to help their business or to resolve a dispute with a customer or to learn more about the BBB, as you mentioned, you do several talks to organizations and groups and that. How do they go about doing that?
All they have to do is go ahead and contact us at bbb.org. We have our main location that is located in Grand Rapids, but we have actually individuals that work for the Better Business Bureau across our entire footprint here in Western Michigan. And just like myself being here in Kalamazoo, if you call up the BBB, you will reach an individual person, and we can help connect you with somebody that will be the right resource for whatever your needs are.
And watch for those scams. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And we hear that a lot from your staff members, and it's probably true.
That's correct. And make sure that you're asking a lot of questions. And if in doubt, go to bbb.org or give us a call, and we will definitely help you.
Well, we hope we've educated people a little bit about what the BBB does here in Western Michigan. And the CEO of the BBB in Western Michigan, Lisa Fronovo, has been our guest here on WKZO. Wonderful to see you again. And thanks so much for dropping by and give us a little perspective on what you do here in West Michigan.
Great. Thanks, Ken. Have a great day.
You